coming to you from a basement somewhere in Pennsylvania. It's Tenebrewski with the Stench of Truth.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Stench of Truth. Obama traveling to the Middle East and giving a big speech in Egypt and talking about how we, meaning the United States, do not have a grudge against Islam and do not want to have a war against Islam, and promoting all kinds of wonderful, happy day things between the United States and Islam. Now, first of all, the fact of the matter is that because Islam is opposed to Christianity in the sense that Islam views Muhammad as the final prophet, and therefore he is greater than Jesus, therefore Islam is a greater teaching than Christianity, therefore Islam is superior to Christianity, so they're opposed to us, we're opposed to them, because we are a quote-unquote Christian nation. So there's always going to be some level of tension there, but we look at this in a really objective way here and try to understand what has happened and what the future could hold when it comes to the United States and its relations with Islamic countries. First of all, we have a great history of supporting dictators within the region, okay? We support the Saudi royals, who themselves are extreme dictators who suck up as much of the wealth that the country produces as they can, and spend the money on ridiculous luxuries while people in the country do without basic things. And of course, we don't even need to go into how women are treated there, because you all know the way that is. We overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran and installed the Shah, who ruled brutally for years and had one of the most detested secret police anywhere in the world for all of that time. And he would brook no interruptions in his reign. And we supported him mightily over the years. We have a long history of meddling in affairs between countries, both supplying arms to Saddam Hussein against Iran, supplying arms to Iran against Iraq, and generally trying to undermine and destabilize every fucking country in the entire fucking Middle East, except for Israel, of course. And that brings us back to one of the main fucking reasons why the Islamic world doesn't like us, because we continue to support Israel no matter what the fuck they do. It doesn't matter what they do, we will continue to support them. And this is largely because we're a Christian nation, and because the Christian element within this society views the Jews and Israel as a critical part of their entire theological framework. We need to get rid of that. We need to get that out of our fucking system. First of all, Judaism, Christianity, all of these religions, in my opinion, just my opinion, they're all based on hokum and occultism, astrotheology, multiple gods, you name it. It can all be painted in there. But if you want to believe it, that's fine. That's fine with me. You want to follow the tenets of your faith, but you also need to realize that there is no place for religious conviction in this country to dictate fucking political policy. There is no place for it. In fact, the Constitution is adamant about that. They wanted to avoid a situation where the state and a religion became enmeshed, because that's exactly what they fucking left in England. There you had the king who was the head of the fucking English church. And if you were not an Anglican, if you were not a Protestant, they hunt down Catholics. When it was Catholic, they hunted down Protestants. This is madness. It's madness. But getting back to my my point. There is no justification, and in fact, it is completely abhorrent to try and use your religious tenets and belief to support something in a political sense that you have no business doing. If God, quote unquote, wants Israel to exist, then it will exist according to your own beliefs. And we, meaning the United States, have no business giving them weapons, giving them money, giving them any type of help whatsoever. Because if they're meant to be destroyed, they will be. And if there is any justice in the world, Israel will pay for all of the crimes that it has committed since its inception. And there have been many. So, we will not, meaning the U.S. administration, quit being the steadfast ally of Israel, no matter what type of genocidal, murderous activity they get up to. We've had a history of meddling in affairs in the Middle East to destabilize and remove people from power. Look what we did in Iraq. No weapons of mass destruction. We just went in, did our thing, and now look what we have. Afghanistan the same way. Pakistan is looking to come up. So why would any Islamic country even begin to think that there's any future in a relationship with the United States under those circumstances? So what is it that Obama is doing? He is doing what he does best, and that is talk. He speaks. He speaks well when he has a teleprompter that doesn't malfunction. He speaks very well. And some very few will make really wonderful comments about how great the wonderful Messiah was in his speech to the Islamic world, and how this shows a future of promise and hope. No, it doesn't. Doesn't show any fucking future. Nothing is going to change. Let's get one thing clear right off the bat, and that is we, the United States government, the secret agencies in this government, created Islamic terrorism. We funded it. We helped it to grow. We established it. If we're fighting it now, it's only for our own twisted fucking purposes, whatever they happen to be. Make no mistake, nothing that is going on, nothing in the way of relationship between us and Islamic countries is an accident of chance, or because of crazy terrorists doing their thing. Our intelligence agencies have been behind this since the very fucking beginning. We created the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. We created Al-Qaeda. We created every single group, practically. There are some that came up through other intelligence agencies, but they've all been created by intelligence agencies to further the ends of their parent countries. So until we quit fucking meddling everywhere in the fucking world, and until we finally get to the point and say, Israel, we're not supporting you on this one fucking thing, then no one is going to have any fucking credibility towards the United States. And that's not going to change. And it's all planned. This is all a big, glamorous show, so Obama can put on the flair that he's so famous for. And all it will mean is a big, fat nothing, because nothing is meant to change. It's going to stay the same, and it's going to continue on down the years until they have their final denouement, which will be the New World Order. And in closing, let me just say this. I heard in the news today that they're talking about Al-Qaeda being funded by heroin. What an amazing thing to say. It's so atrocious that the terrible Al-Qaeda and terrorist groups are being funded by heroin, that horrible drug, out of Afghanistan. Well, let's see. When the Taliban were in power in Afghanistan, they virtually eliminated fucking poppy production. As soon as we went in, poppy production spiked and has been growing and is probably one of the greatest fucking crops in the country and at its peak there in its fucking history. Now, do you think that with the combined might of the United States military, they could end poppy production in Afghanistan, especially if the Taliban were virtually able to do it? The answer to that question is yes. Do you want to know why they don't? Because our covert agencies, our secret government behind the scenes, our CIA, all of our covert and black operations are funded by fucking drugs. And the heroin, opium, poppy, everything else that's going on in Afghanistan is funding our own secret fucking establishment. So it's not going to go away. And the fact that they put that in the news today made me want to retch, trying to tie the two together. And that's another reason why drugs will never be made legal, because there's too much money to be made for black operations by secret government agencies doing secret fucking work, meddling in the affairs of every fucking country in the world, and sullying the name of the United States even more. And finally, let me add one last little thing, and that is, do I give a shit whether any Islamic country thinks good of the United States? No. And I don't think anybody else should either. The first thing that we need to do is get our own shit together. Get this country back on a solid constitutional footing. Then, maybe, down the road, we can worry about what a fucking country thinks about us. But we need to clean fucking house here first. And if Obama had any fucking sense whatsoever, he'd be in this country with his fucking sleeves rolled up, trying to effect change. Real change. And that means giving money to people, letting people handle their own bills, getting them out of debt, and doing something to help this economy. Something real. Thank you. Good night.
The Stench of Truth is brought to you by Tenet Brewstee. You can find him on YouTube.